On this week's House Matters, Health Minister commissions study at Cornwall Regional Hospital, gives update on works at the St. James facility, and Energy Minister updates Parliament on Venezuela negotiations. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. A study is to be conducted on the health profiles of workers at the Cornwall Regional Hospital. This was announced in Parliament Tuesday by Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. The study will be commissioned as part of the response to ongoing concerns over the health of staff and patients exposed to noxious fumes and mold at the facility. Dr. Tufton says the study will seek to determine the effect of the fumes and mold on the health of staff and patients, as well as track any further health complications.
I have therefore instructed the ministry to assemble a team which includes external experts to commission a study that will look at the health profile of the staff of the hospital, not just since this issue has occurred, but from the past, and to look at the current symptoms, the current complaints, the current data that is available at the staff clinic.
In the meantime, the Health Minister updated Parliament on the progress of the rehabilitation works underway at the Cornwall Regional Hospital.
In May 2017, air conditioning and ventilation engineering consultants were contracted. This firm has since completed the design of the new heating, ventilation and air conditioning system. The contract for the supply and installation of the new HVAC system was awarded in April 2018, and it is expected that the new system will take approximately 6 months to manufacture and install. It's not a shelf item.
Dr. Tufton says the United Nations Office for Project Services was engaged in May 2017 to provide technical oversight and project management services for the rehabilitative work.
Relocation of the broiler was undertaken May 2018. Works are now underway to recommissioning the broiler, construct a new building to house same, and removal of the chimney stack because it was compromised. Works completed in April 2018 for the further retrofitting of the staff quadrants to accommodate additional inpatient services, and these works continue, which includes electrical upgrades, supply and installation of oxygen, medical gases, construction of ramps, and I could go on. The procurement process is near completion for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing engineering consultants. They will deal with the piping, the plumbing, and the roof. We also completed the process for architectural consultants in respect of redesigning and laying out these floors, which are currently, or certainly some of them, are totally gutted and therefore have to be redesigned, which requires consulting work. And structural engineer and consultants have been engaged.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says a technical team is to visit Jamaica in short order to conclude negotiations with PDV Caribe for the purchase of its 49% shareholding in Petrojam Limited. Providing an update to Parliament, Minister Wheatley says PDV Caribe has asked about the tax implications should they accept the government's purchase offer.
The necessary stakeholder consultations were conducted with the Tax Administration Jamaica and the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service. And a response, Mr. Speaker, was duly provided to PDV Caribe on April 17, 2018. It is our understanding that PDV Caribe's legal team is examining our response, and we request, Mr. Speaker, for a response in short order.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley. That's it for House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
ABC, 1, 2, 3. Match for you and me and he and she.
Parents gone to work. Them a do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. I fi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. That. Match in the schools need to improve. That.
Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match a fi me, match a fi you. That.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.